This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, but already in the batting box, we've got Leanne McAdoo ready to take over in the next segment. You know, on Monday night, we're going to really have, I started to say at the end of that last segment, something that we haven't seen our entire life, and that is a matchup between an American point of view and the globalist point of view. It was last put out there by Robert Taft, the last American who would actually say that we should not surrender to the globalists. I think it's going to be very big. I think it's going to be, like I said, the equivalent to the very first Super Bowl. You know, we have people who get very involved in fantasy football league and everything. Understand this. NFL is all fantasy football. Okay, it's not the real world. This is the real world series, these debates, this election. It's real world. Okay? It's the one that really matters. You may not be interested in politics, but you know the politicians are going to be interested in you. No matter what you do, you can't escape these people. So start getting involved one way or the other to get into this. You know, we've had for the longest time, like I said, we haven't had an American versus a globalist matchup. We've had this Republican conference. We've had a Democrat conference. But they've all been playing for the globalist league, really. Okay, it's a very small distinction without any real difference. So this is the first time in my lifetime we've ever really even fielded a team. And now we see on the Drudge Report that there's not going to be a break for Hillary Clinton. That's big news. She also needs to have a podium there. I guess she can't wear high heels. That would be really dangerous, as wobbly as Hillary Clinton has been if she were to wear high heels. And I guess there's nothing in there about her getting any pillows or handicap rails on the podium or the steps to get up on her stool that she's going to stand on to try to look like she's as tall as Donald Trump. The question is she going to be able to make it? Of course, there's another couple of articles that are up on the Drudge Report. This one from The Hill, Clinton's Eyes, A Window into Her Health Issues. And I start out by talking about the 2014 Conan O'Brien spoof of Hillary Clinton with an interview. And when I saw that real video of her with the lazy eye that she couldn't get to focus, my wife and I were laughing about it. I was like, that thing has, that's real. I mean, so did they know that was really going to happen? Did they do that to kind of give her a, kind of put that out as predictive programming so that when people saw what was really happening with her eyes, they would say, oh, it's not real. There it is right there. They're showing it if you're watching the video feed there. It's going in different directions. But they really are going in different directions. We've got doctors even like Rand Paul saying, hey, there's something going on here. This is not pneumonia, folks. Okay, not pneumonia. It's been going on for a long time. That's why I wondered if Conan O'Brien, some of the people who had talked with her privately, because she loves to meet privately with people in Hollywood, I wonder if they had noticed the eyes going in different directions and did that to kind of help her. A lot of people, I'm sure that the Democrats don't believe that that's real. And she keeps insisting she doesn't need a brain test. You know, she is ain't no way tarred, is I guess what she's telling people who say maybe we need to examine you. Pat Buchanan had an interesting editorial that was up on the Drudge Report from WND. Talking about when he was running for president, and the advice that he got was, you don't need to win this thing. You just need to do better than people expect. And when he talks about that, this is the article, How Trump Wins the Debate. And he points out that what has been sold to the public is a cartoon version of Donald Trump. We've already seen Donald Trump, a real Donald Trump, as he met with the president of Mexico, as he went down to Louisiana, where Hillary Clinton was unable to or too sick to go or too disinterested to go to talk to people down there. If we see a presidential Donald Trump, then he wins. He doesn't need to win all the little policy wonk issues. He doesn't need to go real deep on the details, get down in the weeds. People don't want that. What they want to see is he real? Can he be presidential? And I think that's what they're going to see on Monday night. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
September 23rd, 2016, 45 days until the general election, the final countdown.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You have now entered Overdrive, and I am Leanne McAdoo taking over the show. We have got a jam-packed fourth hour for you today. Owen Schroyer will be joining me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to discuss the upcoming debate, some of the rumors that are floating around, and we also want to talk about some of the questions that we hope to hear at this debate, as well as some possible solutions. Maybe we'll send a little tips out for Trump and Hillary. Hopefully she got that package of lung cleanse that we sent her so she can actually make it through this debate. You know, they've already said they're not going to give her a stool to stand on, so we'll see. I guarantee my bet is that she is going to be pumped full of all of the life extension technology that the globalists have at their disposal. But we will see. So I want to go ahead and throw to a video that Alex Jones put together talking about the big secret of this Trump versus Hillary debate, kind of give you the lowdown on how you can watch the debate with InfoWars.com. So do you guys have that video ready to go? All right.
It's almost here.
You can cut the tension with a knife. The first real debate for 90 minutes, head-to-head, hosted at a university in New York, next Monday at 8 o'clock Central until 9:30 Central. And InfoWars.com will be covering it live on the scene and with our own feeds as well as live commentary and analysis at InfoWars.com/show. A few weeks ago, I made the point that this could be bigger than the Super Bowl because the American people are really starting to wake up. And guess what? Top media analysts have now come out and looked at the early numbers coming in, and it appears there could be as many as 100 million viewers. That has never happened in history and will be bigger than any TV show, including the Super Bowl, that the United States has ever broadcast. But I wouldn't hold your breath. Something tells me there's less than a 50-50 chance Hillary's going to show up to this debate. In fact, she's only doing like one event a week and isn't doing any events now right through next Monday. That tells you how incredibly sick she is. And as Trump begins to surge in the polls, you would expect her to be out on the street redoubling her efforts. But she's not. So even if she makes it to the debate next Monday night, how is she going to be able to stand up there for 90 minutes? So I wonder what the numbers are if I was a betting man on her collapsing or having a coughing fit and having to cut the debate short. And don't forget, there's precedence for this. During one of the Democrat debates, they had to pause for like 10 minutes because she wouldn't come out after the, quote, commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, you talk about edge of your seat. I don't care about sports and stuff like that because it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect my life or my children's future. But this does. I'm proud to see the American people so excited about this debate. And it's because we're finally getting somebody real to go up against the establishment represented by Hillary Clinton. This isn't sports. This is reality. We're not just spectators watching some basketball or football game. We're actually in the arena. This is our country. This is our world. And the sleeping giant is awakening. And InfoWars will be on the field at the event in New York and right here in Austin, Texas, with the live feed and live analysis. Join InfoWars for live coverage of the first debate, kicking off 1 hour before the debate starts at 7 o'clock Central at InfoWars.com/show. You can also sign up for our free newsletter, and we'll send links out to you at InfoWars.com/newsletter. You can also go to InfoWars.com/app and download our new interactive app that has audio, video feeds, special live reports, and so much more. Again, watch the debate on your smart TV or at InfoWars.com/show or on the free app at InfoWars.com/app. From the entire InfoWars news crew here in Austin, Texas, I salute our fellow InfoWarriors, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. The revolution against global tyranny is being televised. This is the heart of 1776.
Jones breaking down how you can watch the debate live with us on Monday night. It's going to be the big showdown. Everyone is in total anticipation for this. We're just 45 days out now from the election. This is super exciting. What a pivotal moment in our country for our country. So I know all eyes are going to be on that debate. And I'm super excited about our new app. It's just in phase one right now. We've got some really exciting things coming down the pipeline for that app. So make sure you download it right now. Infowars.com/app. Now, with the rest of this segment, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something kind of frightening that's going on. We're seeing censorship hammering down in all directions at this point. Now, you'll recall just the beginning of this month, YouTube started demonetizing people's videos, anything really that has news content in it or something that someone deems offensive, or if it has offensive language or content that makes people uncomfortable, it could be demonetized. It's just sort of an arbitrary thing. Well, now this censorship is coming at all angles. Now, first, I kind of want to back it up a little bit because whistleblower William Binney was on the show the other day with Alex Jones. And of course, you know, he worked with the NSA, worked to help develop a lot of these programs that are helping control us, keep track of us, surveil us. And of course, he programmed them in a way that was in alignment with the Constitution. And then they sort of got altered a little bit to be more befitting of what the globalist design had in mind. So let's go ahead and play this clip, William Binney warning Alex Jones and all of us about the one world government that's being constructed right now.
What about a larger plan? I mean, I know it's about looting and making money, hundreds of billions of dollars globally a year by these companies, but what's the master strategy on building this technocracy? I mean, do they have one?
I think it's this is my impression, okay? Certainly it is population control, but not just of any given country, but of the world. And so what they're after in direct, and I think Obama has stated this from various points, that he wanted a world community. So I think that's probably what they're after. In order to do that, they have to be able to control the people of the world. So in order to do that, you have to have knowledge of them to know who's doing what so you can stop it or manipulate it any way you want.
William Binney, that is the most profound thing I think I've ever heard you say. You've said a lot of profound things. This is the key for a technocracy world government program, and Davos admits that's their plan. But here you are, the former leader of the National Security Agency, telling us that that's what they're building, a beast system. If you're not a Christian, it almost makes you one, doesn't it?
So that was NSA whistleblower William Binney, obviously exposing the fact that the NSA is being set up for total population control of the entire globe. Of course, he helped Oliver Stone with the latest movie, Snowden, to make sure that it was super accurate. That's a really great movie. But we've learned through these Snowden revelations how the giant tech companies were in collusion with the NSA, helping to scoop up all of that metadata. So let's talk about how these tech companies have become such a vital part of the control apparatus. They're almost a public utility at this point and more powerful than a lot of countries in some cases. So these tech companies are now consolidating at a record pace. Google is actually now looking to scoop up Twitter as we speak. Facebook buys up just about anyone that pops up to be their potential competition. And consolidation equals monopoly. And why we need to be concerned about that is because if the Trans-Pacific Partnership passes, this is going to give those consolidated tech giants so much power if we're talking about these corporate tribunals. These corporate tribunals are going to take over the adjudication of disputes. So if a country decides that it doesn't want to import GMOs, for instance, or toxic pesticides, these corporate tribunals can decide whether or not to allow that country to have its own sovereign laws or whether it's going to, you know, have to import these corporate products. Who do you think they're going to decide? The sovereignty of the nation or in favor of the mega corporate interests? So that's why these monopolies are very concerning, especially when you consider how these tech giants are really backing this move to have the U.S. turn over control of the Internet. And this is Obama's one last push, his one last thing that he wants to do before he gets out of office to help the globalist agenda. And now YouTube, in addition to their little move they just recently made to demonetize any videos they don't like, now they've unveiled a new program. It's called the Heroes Program, and they're basically going to be fighting trolls by hiring an army of volunteer trolls to take down videos that they disagree with. It's so ridiculous. It's like the brown shirts all over again. And so they only allow people in who are accepted into the program, and you have to go through all sorts of training. But each level that you kind of level up in this program, you get to mass flag videos that you do not like. So you can take videos down. They can moderate the site. They can make comments on other people's videos. And do you see this getting out of hand at any moment? I certainly do, because, you know, the demographics on YouTube is mostly like 15-year-old kids. But these are people who can flag any video that they don't like. And this is how YouTube is going to be leveling the playing field. This is what the founder of Jigsaw, which is a subsidiary company of Google and YouTube, he said that they're setting this up on all of their platforms, all of Google and Jigsaw's new platforms, to be able to, quote, level the playing field, because these voices, these dissident voices, have gotten so powerful. Like Paul Joseph Watson's channel, for instance, has gotten so much power that they say they want to level the playing field. But of course, what is he talking about? That's code for leveling the playing field and giving that power, restoring it back to the dinosaur media who has become wholly ineffective. And that's what they mean. They don't want these dissenting voices to have so much power, so much sway over the population, because we can see how we've even been able to really knock the pegs down off Hillary Clinton. She was inevitable to win at this point, and now people are thinking she's not even going to make it through the next debate. Well, stick around, because we're going to be talking about some more things going on in the country, and then Owen Schroyer will be joining me right after this.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the Overdrive Hour, and man, I read the news today, and oh boy, I just cannot, literally cannot, every single day, even just looking at the Drudge Report, my goodness, some of the headlines, some of the thing that is actually news, actually stories, actually happening in our country right now. Here's one. Just going to go through some of these headlines. Mispronouncing student's name is now considered a microaggression. What isn't considered a microaggression at this point in this day and age? I mean, I am just so thankful that I'm not in school right now. I feel for all of you out there that are still in school and for all of you who have children growing up in school. You're really, really being tried right now. But this is a campaign initiated by the National Association for Bilingual Education and the Santa Clara County Office of Education. They say a teacher who mispronounces a student's name is causing a negative emotional state that can lead to poor academic success. Now, I do not even have that difficult of a name, and my name was beat up all the time in school. And yeah, you know, I remember growing up, kids told me I had a boy's name because my first name is Lee, L-E-E. And they would tease me that I was, oh, that's a boy's name. And yeah, you know, it might hurt my feelings a little bit, but my goodness, I was like a freaking genius student that they wanted to move to the smarter classes and stuff. If anything, it just turned me into a reader because I didn't want to go hang out with all the mean kids that told me I was supposed to be a boy. Like, what is going to happen in this country when these people graduate and they have been cushioned and padded and pillowed at every single turn? There aren't coloring books on every single corner. There aren't little squishy, squeezy toys when you go to work and you have a tough day. I mean, it's just, we've got to toughen up here, people. Anything that's just going to help them build some character. Now, I know David Knight is always railing about the demise of the driver and how it's going to be taking away our freedoms when they want to do away with personal vehicle ownership. Well, I would like to do away with the people who are the troublemakers who are driving these globalists to take away all of our freedoms because they think we can't handle it. Here's another headline. Uber drivers are using zombie profile pictures to rack up cancellation fees. So these are Uber drivers in China. And so the way that they're scamming riders into paying a cancellation fee is that they're changing their profile photo to these terrifying zombie pictures so that when the people are trying to catch the ride, they're like, "Woo, no, I don't want to get a ride with that guy." And so then they cancel the fare. And so that will automatically give a few dollars to the driver since they got canceled on. I mean, my goodness, if this is not going to be just one more reason for Uber to do away with real, actual human drivers, it's that at every turn, people figure out how to scam the system. There were even stories out recently about some Uber drivers faking that people threw up in their car and saying that they had some drunk person, they picked up a drunk person and they vomited in their vehicle, and they go so far as to take a picture of fake whatever, you know, pea soup or who knows. And then Uber pays them like a couple hundred dollars to go get their car cleaned. And so they figure out how to totally scam the system. And this is why Uber wants to do away with humans. And it's also why you see the globalist elite want to do away with humans as well. Because why are there people on this earth who just, they cannot help themselves? They've got to figure out how to scam the system, how to ruin it for the rest of us, how to make it so that the surveillance state has to be so overreaching because none of us can be trusted with these freedoms. Oh, my goodness. And here's another one that I really was proud of. There's a video, it's on the Daily Mail, moment a woman rushes out of bed and opens fire on three armed burglars who broke into her home. She shoots one dead. The other two, I guess they might have escaped. But this is, the cops released this footage of the incident to try and identify the suspects. But everyone is like, wow, check out this lady. What a hero. She just gets up immediately from her bedroom and just takes things into her own hands. And some people, of course, are saying, well, why did she do that? You know, they weren't trying to hurt her. They were just trying to steal all of her stuff. Yeah, you don't know that. You don't know what these people were up to next. Now, I know tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, Ashley Beckford is going to be playing a little teaser of her report. She actually went to go get a little bit of gun shooting experience for herself out on the range, the Girls in Guns training course that takes place here in Austin, Texas. And, you know, it really is time for us women who live at home alone, or, you know, if your husband's out and he might not be home for whatever reason, stationed somewhere else, we have to be able to take care of ourselves, take care of our families. I know I just got scared last night, and my dog, for whatever reason, my brand new puppy, he does not bark. So he's not a very good alarm system. And it is time to be able to take things into our own hands, to be able to protect ourselves, just like this woman in Georgia did. Kudos to you. This incredible footage absolutely has inspired the rest of us. Stick around. We will be right back. Owen
Schroyer
joins.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive, and I am Leanne McAdoo. Joining me now is Owen Schroyer, and we are going to break down the debate. What do we predict? What are some rumors we've been hearing about? As well as, you know, what would we like to hear about? This is our big shot to see Hillary versus Trump right there on the stage. Hopefully, this time around, they won't let Hillary Clinton say things like, I never sent any classified information, and just case closed, they'll leave it there. Hopefully, they'll actually challenge her on something like that, because as we know, based on the FBI investigation that was released, Indeed, she did send classified information at least 100 times. And she also blamed her 2012 head injury, her concussion, on why she didn't know what that C marking meant, because she couldn't remember getting her training to help her understand what classified information was. But even in lieu of that, she still, to the face of that veteran, said, "I never sent classified information, and I always did my best." It reminds me of the time when she said, "I try not to lie."
Yeah, I try to tell the truth.
I won't lie.
Yeah, well, she tries apparently not hard enough. Because she continues to be caught lying. And actually, Donald Trump is doing internal polling. I don't know if you've seen any of this, but he's asking his voters what issues they want to see him bring up. Do they want him to stay on political policy? Do they want him to attack Hillary? Do they want him to go after the emails, the lies? And when I took the vote, I said, you know what, let's stick to policy. I think that for you, in these debates, the best thing would be to stick to policy. But then, inevitably, Hillary Clinton's going to tell a lie, and you can just go ahead and attack her on the lie right there.
So is this a poll that he is conducting via his Twitter page, or where is it at?
These are polls that I've been getting in emails. I'm imagining I'm on the official Donald Trump email page or whatever it is, and I get these polls. I've seen like three or four of them. They don't show the results, but they do ask you what you want. And my guess is he's using this to kind of steer his debate rhetoric, steer the debate topics and issues where he wants them to go. I think he's very smart. I haven't heard Hillary doing anything like this.
Well, because she's sleeping.
Well, right. Where is Hillary? And you know what? I'm sorry, not to get off track, but you said that. Where is Barack Obama? Where is Barack Obama? We have riots going on in Charlotte. I'm sorry, Leanne. I know I'm getting off base here. But Barack Obama has been silent. He hasn't been in the streets of Charlotte. He has been doing nothing. You know what he did? He licked his finger. He tried to figure out which way the wind is blowing. And then as soon as he knows what he can say that's going to appease everyone, he's going to speak. But I'm sorry to get off
track.
He's
only just got a few 45 more days, really, to push through his globalist agenda. So he's there hobnobbing with all of his buddies at the UN. That's where he is. He doesn't care about this country and black people. He does not care about you. I think he's made that evident over and over and over again. Look at the dire conditions you are in versus before that man got elected to office, which leads us to one of the rumors that we're hearing. If Hillary does actually collapse or can't make it to the debate, or if something happens, people are actually saying that they will replace her with Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, actually, I have to give credit to one of our reporters here, Margaret Howell, who predicted this weeks ago. I scoffed at her. I thought that was completely unreal. No way. But now the rumors are starting to surface. You know, I'm not sure if this is something that's going to manifest or not, but if it does, doesn't that just show you how much of a puppet the president is? Well, think about this. If you're a Democratic voter and you voted for Hillary or you voted for Bernie, okay, either one, your vote didn't count.
Not at all.
Your vote never counted. They're just going to insert Michelle Obama in there. And, of course, why? I think it's because they see that the black vote. You know, we have to
they
talk about
that
this
black vote that Trump has started to take over.
I was on Twitter all day today looking and I retweeted a couple things of this. Black people are becoming more outspoken for Trump than even white people, to an extent where I've never set up a pose or set up a stage where I've got a sign, a hat, a shirt, signs behind me, just everything that's Trump, Trump, Republicans, done with the Democrats. And we're seeing this happen all over social media from black people who are either leaving the Democratic voting plantation or they've just seen what Trump is doing, heard what he said, and they really believe in him. I've never seen this phenomenon before. So
yeah, it's pretty powerful.
So that would be why I think they want to bring in a Michelle Obama.
Right. Well, you know what? A lot of people like Michelle Obama. I like her. She seems like she's a good mom, a good wife or whatever. Now, she famously pointed out in 2008 she knows how to run her household, unlike Hillary Clinton, she can run the White House.
We can't get past that. You like Michelle Obama?
I don't dislike the woman. It hurts my heart when Alex says she's an unattractive man.
Well, look,
I don't think that's very nice.
I can't stand Michelle Obama. She comes off like a pompous, arrogant person to me, telling me what my kids need to be eating.
Yeah. But, well, then again, you know, with that whole school program, it's not like she was going to get in here and go against all of those huge food corporations that have got their tentacles in our school system.
So you don't think Michelle Obama has a codpiece? But beyond that, though, I mean, I think that, you know what, I don't know if they're going to, I think Hillary's going to, she'll go on and it, she could be 5 minutes from death. And the doctor could say, Hillary, you're going to die if you go on that stage and try to debate. And she's going to, you know, give him the finger and go out on that stage.
Listen, Matt Drudge was here in this studio and he predicted it. He said the American voters, they don't even care. And the rulers or whatever, think we're so stupid that we don't even need a real body. We could have Hillary Clinton's brain in a jar. That's what he said.
Yeah, her head on a stick. Was that what he said?
Her brain in a jar. In a jar on the desk there in the Oval Office. So they could just roll someone out at the last minute who hasn't been vetted, who has no plan, who hasn't gone to the debates, who hasn't done anything to state their case to the American people to decide for the American people to decide if they want this person representing them or not.
Right.
And that just goes to show you, yes, how controlled it is and also how much of a puppet the president usually is, which is why they're so afraid of Trump, because he's not bought out by anyone yet. And we are going to hold your feet to the fire.
And now his latest campaign strategy is he's going to donate $2 to every dollar donated to his campaign in one final push. But, you know, you talk about the controlled race. What would the outrage be? I mean, that's what would be curious to me. If they just bring in a Michelle Obama, okay, with no vote, with nothing, mm-hmm. they just decide they're going to go with Michelle Obama. Will there be any outrage from the Bernie supporters, from the Hillary supporters, or will they just...
Michelle, we like her.
Woo.
Yeah.
And what do you think about this, Leanne? Because Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, actually, in a rare exclusive, talked about the rules that were going to be enforced or not enforced coming up in this first presidential debate.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like Hillary's going to have any advantages that she might have thought that she was going to have. I was kind of shocked.
Incredible. Yeah. I know. Do you think that she at all is beginning to feel the heat? Like, wow, I thought I had everything in my pocket. Mm-hmm. They told me this was my time. And now even they can't even wheel Weekend at Bernie's Clinton around anymore. Even they're saying, wow, I'm sorry. You know, you've collapsed on video with quote unquote pneumonia.
Well, and disregard
tell us about
even,
some of these debate rules.
Well, disregard even the videos we've seen where she clearly has health issues, whether it be her eyes staggering or seizing up or
coughing
falling over,
for
coughing.
Years.
I mean, the list goes on and on. This is such a joke. The glasses.
The
I mean,
blood
it's,
clots,
all, it's on and on.
The FBI investigation admitted to concussion trauma.
But you know, you said this is what's amazing to me. Okay. They've said they're going to go 90 minutes. They said they're not going to give her the stool. They're not going to do any coughing breaks. So.
And the mics are going to be hot.
The mics will be hot the whole time. So if anything happens,
4 minutes.
If anything happens, what is she going to do? Is she going to walk off the stage? Is she going to try to save face? You know, I mean, it's going to be a very interesting situation. And I think that you asked me, do I think she's panicking? Do I think she's feeling the heat? I think that the video that she did where she's like, why aren't I winning by 50 points? I can't believe I'm not up 50 points. If you look at her in that video, she looks like a criminally insane human being.
So insane. Can you imagine her being our dictator?
Oh, my gosh.
Our
she
supreme
would be
leader?
The dictator.
That is what we're going to have to listen to in every single weekly address. Why are you doing this? Like, oh, I'm leaving. That's my prediction. Leah McAdoo is moving out of this country if that woman wins.
And there's the video right there. Just look at that. That is the face of a criminally insane person right there. And she's angry. You know why she's angry, folks? Because her little slaves, her little constituents aren't doing what she wants them to do. Hillary's slaves, the voters, she thinks should be rushing to the polls and voting for her en masse, and they're not. She's getting her tail whipped, so there she is going criminally insane.
Yeah.
Why aren't the slaves voting for me?
Why?
They were supposed to vote for me. Ugh, I'm Hillary. Vote for me, slaves.
That's why that video was only about a minute long, because, you know, that's about all the energy she could muster up for that minute. But
that was a bad day for her. You know, I talked to
why
a lady.
Did she do that?
I talked to a lady who is at that rally, okay? This is the weirdest thing. I've never heard of it. This is a presidential campaign, folks, okay? You're trying to be the president of the United States. Hillary Clinton goes to a small venue, okay? There's two rooms in this venue, one that could hold 600 people, one that could hold about 100 people. She goes to the room that could hold 100 people. She locks it down for media and VIP people only. There were some disabled people she had in there. And then everybody else, the people who actually went to see her, the actual voters, were put in the overrun or the overflow room, and they watched Hillary speak on a television screen. Okay? Plenty of room in the room to have everybody in there and have her on the stage, and she doesn't do it. And then after that rally, she goes and does the video that we just played, going criminally insane. Why aren't the slaves voting for me? I think she is feeling the heat, Leanne.
Yeah, well, because she can't control the fact that other people are able to get footage that they're uploading to Twitter right away, showing the actual size of her campaign rallies, where she has her operatives going in and photoshopping in a bigger crowd to make it appear as though she has a bigger crowd. And then people are like, well, wait a minute, that's not what I have on my picture right here, which is I was there in person. And then let's look at these other dirty tricks that they're up to. So this is up at Infowars.com. Clifford Cunningham has a story. DHS rubber stamping citizenships prior to the election. So the DHS is approving as many citizenship applications as possible in an effort to directly influence the presidential election. So in every single way, we got Facebook, Google with all their algorithms and Twitter recommending who you should follow on Twitter. Even if you're a Trump follower, it says you should follow Hillary or Obama or Ted Cruz. And if you go to Obama's page or Hillary's, it doesn't say follow Trump. I mean, it's all totally biased. And here, now they're even really working overtime to get people to become citizens of this country before they even know what's up, before they even have any idea of how this country works, or if they're proud of the way, being here.
No assimilation process.
Give them the right to vote right away. And we need you to vote Democrat, by the way.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear. This is not because the Democrats care about these people. This is not because the Democrats have a big heart. This is because the Democrats want a voter block, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've done a report on this before. The way the Democrats have been rigging elections in recent years is they have voter blocks in the inner cities. If you actually go out and you look at how the counties and the districts break down and then the Electoral College, you're going to find something astounding, folks. The only blue areas on the map are in the inner cities. That's it. If you had a county-by-county breakdown of the entire United States, it would almost be entirely red, except in the inner city. So this is where they established their voter block. And now, as you're talking about, Leanne, they're trying to establish a new voter block, because I think they're starting to lose some of those votes. I think they're realizing that the heat is on. They need to bring in these immigrants. They need to bring in these refugees. They need to rubber stamp them the right to vote. And then, of course, what are they going to say? Well, we're going to give you a handout. We're going to give you a place to stay. We're going to give you a bus pass. We're going to give you a meal. And this is the Democrats. If you want this to continue, make sure you vote Hillary. If you want to be shipped out, you better not vote Trump. So this is clearly an effort to create a voter block and rig this upcoming election.
Right. Well, it's just like in a lot of minority communities, they'll have the Christmas ham or the Thanksgiving turkey come out. You know, you got to vote. Here's your big turkey dinner. You know, we're going to give you this big giant turkey to feed your whole family. Just sign your name right here. Vote
right
for this guy. Keep your local mayor in office, or someone who hasn't been doing anything for you at all for 100 years in these Democrat-run cities. But we're going to go ahead and just throw you a bone, chicken bone or turkey bone or whatever it happens to be, so you can feed your family. And this is kind of the carrot that they're dangling in front of these people, keeping them year after year locked in these dire situations that they're in, not educating them on how they should really be voting, or how they're really being held back, and how voting for this constant welfare state isn't actually helping them get ahead. It just may be helping them barely scrape by in the present moment. It's really sad to see. And it's going to be kind of the same in the future, because with this redistricting and new voting blocks with the gerrymandering, that's something else that's really going on in the future. I mean, they're playing the long game here. So
and
we better hope someone gets in that can shake the Etch-a-Sketch, I think.
And these are the political games that get played throughout these election cycles that I think people are finally starting to understand. Other than InfoWars, people are starting to shed light on these things. And I think that's a great analogy with the carrot on the stick. It's like they put the carrot on the stick, and, you know, you keep moving to the carrot, and they say, oh, well, there'll be more carrots. There'll be more carrots. And what have we seen? And Donald Trump talks about this. The inner cities haven't gotten any better. I'm from the city of St. Louis, okay? inner cities run by Democrats, and this has been a declining city. They've had they've had some things come along and come and go, but the city itself never seems to grow. It never seems to really, I don't know, experience any sort of a positive reaction from the new projects they bring in. They bring in the new projects, they promise you that it's going to be different, and then it's not different. It's still the same. They end up getting run down. It still stays the same city. So, but these are Democrat-run cities, and this is, again, I think that the reason they're freaking out is because they're losing the faith in the people they've been relying on.
Yeah, because people are finally getting their information from these alternative means, which is why they really want to crack down on the internet and quote-unquote, level the playing field for these strong voices that are out there. But look at what a slap in the face it is to, say, the people of Detroit, for instance, where they have been crying, begging for help for all these years, living below poverty level. Their city is in ruins, no jobs. And what do they say? Literally come out and say, we are going to give the homes, the jobs to the Syrian refugees. We're going to bring in refugees and allow them to take over this city and let them flourish. Let them do this. No, we're not going to help the people that were there that have been begging us for assistance all this time and have been paying whatever little they could in taxes to try to get their streets fixed or their homes or whatever, what have you. I mean, what a slap. That's how they really feel about you. That's what they really think about you. So when they make all these political promises, you have to look at the track record. What have they actually done for you? And don't just fall into the identity politics of, oh, it's the first black president or, oh, it's the first female president. They're globalists at the end of the day. That's what they are. They have an agenda. And just like the members of their party, look at the track record of how they have taken care of your cities and your states and how they've destroyed them and how you're paying astronomical tax rates.
And that's right out of the Clinton camp, too. That Syrian comment, rebuilding Detroit with Syrians, that's right out of the Clinton camp. I mean, let's put Americans first. Is that so outrageous?
Mm-mm. I mean, and that's exactly what Trump said. Like, let our children be dreamers, too. Give them the opportunity. So we are going to be right back with another 5 minutes of Overdrive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed, and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All the leaves are brown.
Jones Show, you are now in overdrive. If you are watching us live or if you'd like to watch us live, you can do so on our new app. Be sure to go to Infowars.com/app. Download the new app. It's in its first phase and it's already badass. And we have so many things planned coming down the pipe. We've got such an amazing team right now with so many really good ideas. And we're going to help really personalize it so we can connect with you all directly and talk to you. But for now, you can stream us live, especially the debate that's going to be coming up Monday night. We'll be going live 7 p.m., about an hour before the big showdown begins. So you can, of course, watch that at Infowars.com, as well as our YouTube channel and the brand new app if you want to watch it on your phone. So now let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Charlotte. I know we've got our reporter Joe Biggs on the ground there. But we've seen all sorts of things. It was much worse than what happened in Ferguson. We were seeing reporters getting attacked and tackled, just like our guys were, where CNN, MSNBC, when Jakari or Joe Biggs was actually getting sprayed with pepper spray or hit with rubber bullets, they came out immediately saying, oh, no, they didn't. And we're like, yes, we did. We have the evidence right here. Well, now their reporters are getting tackled, getting tear gassed. But there's also a video, which I don't think we have time to play it, but MSNBC was actually, as we're watching everything roll out on the video, they're saying that these rioters are peaceful and they're just hugging each other, cleaning up the streets. They're just cleaning up trash. And I saw another frame where it was saying, neighbors, visit their local police department. Just a friendly little, they thought the
friendly
police
gathering
needed a little upgrade of their police
sure.
vehicles, and that's why they were smashing them to bits.
Yeah, it was a it was a makeover. They were just giving the city a makeover.
Well, upgrade.
But I remember, you know, I was in Ferguson with those guys, and we always talked about how that was the craziest thing we'd ever seen. That was the most tense atmosphere we'd ever been in. And I wasn't in Charlotte, but just watching it, I could tell that it was much worse, much more violent. It's very sad, but, you know, there were some things in common. A lot of the people that were caught were not from the Charlotte area. That was a similar thing to what we saw in Ferguson. And I think that you can explain that by one of two things. They're either funded by George Soros to go there and cause chaos, or these are just criminals. These are just lowlifes who just want to take advantage of a situation and go loot or rob
or
just be on TV, whatever it is.
It'll be really interesting to see what happens. I guess the football game this Sunday that's going to be in Charlotte is still on. So it'll be very interesting to see if anything happens then. I'm sure there's going to be some peaceful protesters outside. But get to this article.
I think that I have the solution right here. Okay. You know, we got these protests going on. We got police brutality. Well, Bloomberg.com has the solution to all of it. Want to slow climate change? Stop having babies. Folks, I'm quoting this. This is an article from Bloomberg. I'm reading directly. Carbon dioxide doesn't kill climates. People do. And the world would be better off with fewer of them. Oh, my God.
Where have we heard this before?
Well, of course, TED Talks when Bill Gates, you know, talks about using his vaccines
to
get the population down to zero. Uh-huh. This is real, okay? The eugenicists are taking the mask off. They hate you.
But why
they hate you.
This is Bloomberg. Who is Bloomberg's audience? This is already people who maybe even have one child, but they wait so long to have a child because they're overly educated and they might decide to have one kid, but then they can't because they wait
so long. It's like an Idiocracy.
Yeah, it's like, so you're basically telling your audience who's already taken the advice of the globalists from back in the 70s to stop having children.
Can you imagine, Leanne, if Infowars.com said, we have a solution to police brutality, we have a solution to protest, eliminate people, end humanity, humans are bad.
That would be the
ultimate. Make America free again.
That would be the ultimate solution. Well, you guys, stick around. We got the Infowars Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 p.m. Central.
Global
slavery. The United States only has 45 days for the most critical general election in its history. The final countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.